For Parshas Ki Teitze, we'd like to see if we could find an additional connection, a link between this Parsha and the month of El. We've spoken about it in the past. We know that this is a month of tshuva, a month of preparation. The Yom HaDin is speedily coming upon us. What can we find in Parshas Ki Teitze? One of the most difficult sections in this week's parasha is Ben Sora Mora. And inherent in this parasha, we can find meaning, a message that touches upon the end of days, the redemption, the Achris HaYomim that we so profoundly long for. We can find a message to parents and their relationship to their children, their obligation, incredible responsibility to raise and train their children, educate them in the way of Torah and mitzvos. We'll read four psukim in Parshas Ki Teitze. Ki ele ish ben sorer umore einenu shomer b'kol aviv uv'kol imo v'yisru oso v'yelo yishma alihem v'tafsu bo aviv v'imo v'otzio Oso el zikne iro vel shar mekomo v'yamru el zikne iro b'neinu ze sorer umore einenu shomer b'kolenu zolel v'sovei urgema'u kol anshe iro b'avanim v'meis ubiarta hara mikirbecha v'chol Yisrael yishmu v'iro. To summarize these four psukim, the parents find that their son is rebellious, he doesn't listen to them. They bring him to the elders of the city, to the gates of the city, and there they declare the famous declarations, B'neinu zeh, sorer umore, neinu shomer, b'kolenu zolel v'sovei, and the child is put to death. Rashi, and the source for Rashi is the Mishnah in Sanhedrin, writes, V'yisru oso masrinbo b'fnei shlosha umalkin oso. So v'yisru oso means that after a warning, if he violates the warning, they give him malkus. He's a ben sorumore, nenu chayvat shiyignov v'yochal tartimar bosar v'yishte chatzi log yayin. He will not be chayv until he steals a certain amount of meat, drinks a certain amount of wine. Shenema, this is derived from the pasuk zolel v'sovei. And now, Rashi, based on the Gemara, quotes a pasuk in Mishlei, Al tehi b'sovoi yayin b'zolei basar lamo. And this is something zolel v'sovei, which refers to yayin and basar, this should be avoided at all costs. Uben soru mor nerag al shem sofo, higia torah l'sof daito, sof shemechal amomen aviv, uvakesh limudo, v'yeno motzi, v'omid v'parashas drachim, umelastem abrios, omer torah yomos zakai, v'al yomos chayav. There's an unbelievable chidush, a revolution of sorts in this parasha, in this din of Ben Soromar. We didn't find it anywhere in the Torah that we kill a person who at this point is not worthy of death. As Rashi says, Al Shem Sofo, which means that the Torah already testifies what's going to happen in the future. Now, he's still guiltless. But nevertheless, we're going to put him to death because we anticipate what's going to happen. Yard the Torah l'sof daito shel Adam. The Torah here has pronounced that with a certain divine insight to figure out what's deep down in a person, and osid lalastim is habrius lahargam v'yischayev misa. And it seems that Chazal revealed to us that b'derech hateva, based on natural law, there's no way that we can understand why this son should have a din ben sorumo that he should be put to death. After all, even in the case of a ben sorumo who's put to death, the technical requirements, the preconditions, that have to be met are so difficult, so complex, that Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, the greatest of Tanoim, have made the statement that Ben Sor Lo Hoyev Lo Asid Lios, that this parsha is theoretical, it's conceptual, it never will actually come to fruition in reality in the material world. But why did the Torah give us this parsha? Drosh v'kabel schar. We should work to try to interpret it, and we will be rewarded. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, the Gemara in Sanhedrin Ayin Aleph, Im lo hoysa imo shavali aviv, Bekol ubemare ubekoma, Einen asa ben sorer umar my time, Dom akroi nenu shomer bekolenu, Midakol beinan shavin, Mare vekoma nami beinan shavin. In order to put the ben sorer to death, this condition has to be fulfilled. The mother and the father have to be the same. In kol, they have to have the identical voice, and that's clear from the pasuk, Einenu shomer bekolenu, and bemare ubekoma, and the way they appear and their height. So only in a case where the father and the mother have the same voice, the same mara, the same koma, the same height, then their son, who is rebellious, and he's a zolel v'sove, then he has the din of a ben soru mora. Now this condition that Rabbi Yehuda imposes here is almost impossible to fulfill that condition in reality. And the Gemara tells us, Keman Ozla Desanya ben Soru Mor Lo Hoy Velo Asid Lios Velo Menichtav Droshu Kabel Schar Keman Kerab Yehuda. So right now we have the Shita of Yehuda, which makes it virtually impossible for Ben Soru Mor to be fulfilled in reality. But we also have a Shita, the Gemara says, Yibois Eimer, Rabbi Shimoni, even according to him, there's no reality of Ben Soru Mor, it's all Droshu Kabel Schar Desanya. Rabbi Shimon also agrees to this position that to find such a child who rebels and he eats a tartimar basa, he drinks a chatzil, this is all almost impossible, and for the parents to bring him on their own initiative to the gates of the courts, and then he'll be stoned. I mean, they know he's going to be stoned. That's not something that's going to happen. But it's all a matter of drosh v'kabel schar. Now, if the Torah added this parasha, made up of four verses, and created this parasha, this din of ben sor morer, which never was and never will be, only so that we'd be doresh and kabel schar, it would be really great if we could fulfill the will of God to be doresh v'kabel schar, to expend a lot of energy to contemplate and to somehow enjoy some benefit, some moral lesson that we could derive from the light of the Torah. And many different scholars and rabbis over the course of Jewish history, each one according to his own particular perspective, would try to answer the question, what should we learn from this parasha? And there's no question that there's something here about our avodas Hashem, about the way we raise our children and educate them. How do we understand this? Let's begin with the fact that the din of Ben Sor Morer is only applicable, says the Mishnah, from the day in which the child reaches Bar Mitzvah for a 3-month period of time. Me'emasai, says the Mishnah, Nasa Ben Sor Morer Mishiyavi Shtei Saros. So he begins to reach puberty. And then he becomes obligated in all the mitzvahs. Before that, he's a katan, he's a minor. And he's not chayiv, he's not obligated in the mitzvahs. And the Gemara says, Amar Rav Kros Bidoi, Kol Yomav Shel Ben Sor Mora Eino El Shlosha Chadoshim Bilvad. So the only time he can become a Ben Sor Mora is within this 3 month period of time, following his Bar Mitzvah, when he's still called a Ben. Afterwards, after those 3 months go by, past his Bar Mitzvah, then he could be considered an Av, he can potentially be considered an Av, and therefore he's excluded from Ben Sor Mora. Let's take a look in the Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah Reish Mem Ches, who says that God wanted to teach man that B'tchilas Tokef Chom Bacharuso, immediately in the very beginning of this period of life, when a young man has reached adulthood as far as Chiv Mitzvah is concerned, already here he has to be very careful that he shouldn't exceed in the amount of eating and drinking that he might want to pursue, because this excessive eating and drinking might possibly bring him down to the lowest level, lowest rung, to become a Sor Mora. And in the language of the Chinuch, Mishar Shea Mitzvah, the root of the Mitzvah, that's what the Sefer Chinuch is famous for, Lefisha Rov Chatos Bnei Adam Yasu Besibas Ribui Achilush Siyah. The excessive eating and drinking is the source, the cause, for so many of man's iniquities and sins. And he quotes the pasuk at the end of Sefer Dvar, Vayishman Yeshurin Vayivat. He became fat, so to speak, opulent. He's full of achila and shesia, vayivat, and then he kicks, he rebels. Or, for example, he says, the pasuk says, shamanta, avisa, kasisa, vayitosha, loka, aso. And the Gemara tells us in Masechta Brachos on Daf Lamed Beis, mi garam lo, what caused him this vayivat? And the answer is kashinan shechilalta, shechilatcha. In other words, malei kresa, he fills up his belly, zani bisha. After he fills up his belly, a person comes to bisha, to sin. And really what's going on here is that the food that a person eats, the isa sachomer, is his dipping into the physical material world. And the Chinuch says the following: Ha'isbonenus b'muskal u'biyira salukim u'bimitzvosav ha'yikaros hi'isas ha'nefesh. So there's food for the body, there's food for the soul. The food for the soul is the fear of God, the contemplation, the intellectual analysis of the Torah of Hashem, the mitzvahs of Hashem. That's called isas ha'nefesh. But unfortunately, man also has isas hakeres, if you will, isas haguf, hachomer, and that's mile kresa, when he fills up his belly, and as we said before, excessively, that's going to be the problem. Nefesh vachomer hafachim gmurim. The Sefer HaChinuch takes the position that there's a battle here between the soul of man, his spirituality, and the physical body of man that pulls him in a totally different direction. And who's going to win this battle? If his gaber isa sachomer, if his physicality becomes supreme, techolish isa sanefesh, his spirituality becomes weaker. And this, says the Chinuch, is the root of what Chachamim say, that lo hayu nenim b'mizonos rak l'mashitzorach l'achios nafsham, that the great saints, the tzaddikim, would only eat that which they had to eat, whatever was necessary. Tzaddik ochel l'sova nafsho, so says Shlomo HaMelech in Mishle. A tzaddik eats to satiation, and that's it. And therefore, he says, Timno, the Torah inhibits us, and for our benefit, Mila Harbos Biachilu Shasia, from going overboard in eating and drinking. Because if we do so, then the Tzad HaChomer Shabo, the Isa HaChomer, in the nefesh will become so superior, so powerful and supreme, that it will overcome and subdue the nefesh, haruchnis, the spiritual aspect of man. Ad sheyachlia, until spiritually becomes ill, via abidos, so legami might even be completely undermined, completely lost. Lachen, laharchik ha'inyon ad tachlis, huzharnu al ze bi'onish chazak v'onish ha'misa shel ben sorah morah. So the Parsha Ben Sorah Morah is giving us a very strong, extreme, harsh warning that if we do too much achil and shesia to pump up the nefesh achomer, which he calls the isas achomer, the food for the physicality of man, if that's exaggerated, that's going to make a person sick on a spiritual level. He needs to pump himself up not with isas achomer, but rather with isas hanefesh. And keep in mind that the word Isa means a dough, but that's symbolic of bread, which is symbolic of physicality, of satiation. But there also is something called Isas HaNefesh. That's a parallel corresponding spiritual source of life. And again, we have to be very careful. So when does this warning come in the case of Ben Sorah Morah? At the very beginning of his maturity, B'tchilas Tokev Chom Bachuroso. He's a bacher now, he's chayiv in mitzvahs, and immediately he has to be shomer nafsho, he's called upon to be careful and watch his nefesh. And these are the first 3 months from havas shtei saras, from maturity, and during that 3 month period, yikach musar l'chol yomav, he should study the works of fear of God, of ethics, and it should make such an impact on him that it'll project him for his entire life. That's the significance of those 3 months after Bar Mitzvah. Ki biyos dvar amazon inyan tmidi ba'odmi efshalo zuloso is lo chivaso Torah olav b'chol eis, rak shcharo musar bizman echad lahalil lahoyelo l'chol azmanim. In other words, let's impose upon him a very heavy, intense Musa lesson, or shall we say a Musa course for a 3 month period, call it a trimester. And during that 3 month period, he pumps himself up with so much spiritual energy that it can now project him for the rest of his life. He's got Musa for the rest of his life. And then he has a different perspective on mazon, on physical sustenance, on eating and drinking. Let's think how far this goes. The first mitzvah that Adam and Chava got was Me'etz Hadas Tov V'ra Lo Sochel Heimenu. The Torah is already warning man from the outset they should be very careful about not eating from this particular tree. And yet, Adam and Chava weren't able to overcome the temptation of the serpent. Vatera isha ki tov eitz lamachol, v'chisav hu leinayim, v'nechmara eitz laskil, v'tikach mi perio v'tochal, v'titen gam li'isha imo v'yochal. And as a result, the gzera, the decree, the punishment was death. We see how severe the Torah, God views man's desire for eating. And we have to learn from this din of Ben Sorah Morah to teach, to train our children that they're, on the one hand, obligated to eat and drink, but eat properly so that they can serve God. Obviously, eating and drinking is critical for health, to maintain the body and its health, but we have to train them that they shouldn't get so involved in this desire to eat, to increase and improve its kamus and its echus, the quantity and the quality that we eat, because yard the Torah l'sof daita shel ben sorah morah. The Torah already saw that if he's a zol v'sove, this child, how low can he possibly go down? Vayishman v'yishurin v'yivot. What we want to study now, within the context of this drosh v'kabel schar of Ben Sorah Morah, are the words of the Maral Miprag in his Chidush HaGadus on Sanhedrin Ayin Aleph. He quotes Rabbi Yehuda Mlohoisa Ima, Imo Shavali Ovi Bekol Ubemaro Bekoma Einu Nase Ben Sor Umora. And at the first look at this, superficially, since it's not possible for this reality to exist, why should we darshan the pasuk? And what are we meant to get out of this? Says the Maral, Dover zeh, Mashe nosa Hashem yisparach b'torah mitzvahs sorer umore, shu sar min aderech hayoshar, v'tzorach shelo yeh asiba lozeh ov v'imo. He writes that sar min aderech hayoshar, why does this happen, that this child should veer off the path? Tzorach shelo yeh asiba lozeh ov v'imo. There must be something that goes above and beyond the influence of the parents. There's some other factor here, is there not? He says, Kasher, Ein ov v'imo shovim bekol, in kein ein zivug shalahem zivug shove gomor, ki a zivug ha-shove tzrichim shiu domim v'shovim. V'lachein tzrichim shiu heim shovim bekol v'mar v'koma, ki ha-koma Nirashem Shovim Beguf Hakol She Mimenu Hadibur Vialde Odom Nefesh Chaya Hamara Hutzelam Elokim Im Kain Kasher Eina Zivug Zivug Shove. It means Im Aben Sormen Aderech Hashove Hasibo Laze Ovi Vimo Shalan Nolod Asher azivu gein eshove, dover zem mevi shiye ben soremor, v'lchein eno nidon ki ben soremor. It seems that what the Maral is saying is that although it's nearly impossible that the father and mother would be exactly similar in kol mar v'koma, nevertheless, the kol and the mara of a person on a symbolic level can be shoved, can be equal. Which means is that in a perfect marriage, there's an absolute unity as if they're equal to kol mar, they're equal in kol mar and koma, and they can now, as one unit, dedicate themselves to raising the child, giving him one single message. If the children want to know whether they should do an action or not, whether it's good or bad, it's worthwhile pursuing, if they hear two different voices, one that says, you know what, this is certainly something you should avoid, the other that says, you know what, maybe it's not so bad, you know, they hear a weaker voice. Or if, for example, a child does something that he shouldn't be doing, and the child sees, based on the body language, you know, he reads the face of one of his parents, that parent is not happy with him, but he looks at the other parent and he says, you know, the other parent is okay with it. He gets mixed messages. That's the problem. So that there's something called Amidas Komosom Shalahorim. The koma here, which is literally the height, really reflects symbolically on the issues here. What are the parents dedicated to? What is their message? What do they think is important in life? And from that projection, the child really gets a perception of whether or not his parents are happy with what he's doing. And if the parents together have a joint, unified stand, an effort to teach the child, raise the child in Derech HaTorah, then there'll be Shavu Bekoma. And therefore, Im lo haisa imo shavu la'aviv bekol marav koma, einen asa ben soremore. They have to act together as a unity, father and mother. Whatever comes out of their mouths, whatever sounds or voices the child hears and perceives, whatever stand they take on an issue, if they have united front, a united position, identical in the values and the system of values, the hierarchies of values, then the child gets a clear message. But if they speak in two different voices, one says this and the other says that, one shows his face to be full of joy and approval, the other shows a face of anger. If one stands up and takes an issue opposing something and the other does not, then the guilt is really shifted to the parents themselves. It's not the child who's guilty, it's really the parents who are guilty. Because the child is getting these two messages. He's confused. The pasuk says, "Al kein yazov ish es oviv es imo v'dovak v'ishto v'yil basar echad." Rashi says, "V'yil basar echad avlad notzar al yidei shneim v'sham nasa v'sarim echad." Now, a man is obligated in the midst of kibud av va'eim, and that applies even after he marries a woman. So why is there this need, yazov es avivimo, to leave his father, his mother? But perhaps al kein yazov ish es aviv ves imo means that if he, as a child, he absorbed a certain ethical pattern, a certain attribute, a certain midah, and now v'dovak b'ishto means he might have to improve, rectify that midah. He's got to now integrate together with his into his wife's midos. You know, whatever he did as a child, as a single person, whatever midos he developed, that's one thing. But now he's getting married with Dovak Bishtavayil Basar Echad. What's critical here is, in order for this new couple, this brand new couple, to raise children properly, is that Vahila Basar Echad, that they have to act together, they have to project that same image and those same goals. This is what they have to project to their children. And it's got to be Bekol, Ubimara, Ubekoma, Echad, Shove. That's how they can guarantee success in raising their children in the Derech HaTorah era. And when the Torah says, or as Chazal said, Ben Sormar lo hoyev lo asid lios v'lo menichtav josh v'kabel schar, then we can understand this parsha of Ben Sormar in light of what Shlomo Melech writes in Koheles, Kol asher timtza yodcha lasos b'kochacha asei, ki ein maase v'cheshben v'das v'chochma b'sha'ol asher taholech shama. Rashi says that this pasuk contains a warning that we must fulfill the mitzvahs while we're alive, because after we die, when the soul and the body separate in two ways, it's really impossible to fulfill the mitzvahs. When a person raises his children to serve Hashem, he will be rewarded for the key of mitzvahs of his children even after he dies, as if he's still alive. And that's called Bra Mizaki Abba. The child, even after his father's death, is going to bring merit to his father through the child's actions, because he is following in the footsteps, the legacy of his parents. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu praises Avram Avinu ki yedativ leman asher yitzav es bonov es beiso achrov. Avram becomes in the Torah the paradigm of an educator, of a teacher. Rashi says, leman hevi kachu mitzvah lebonov shimru derech Hashem. There's something called the Beis Avram, and this is the legacy of Avram, teaching his children, passing it on. And the Gemara says, Mipnei ma be David nemer bo shchiva ubi Yoav nemer bo misa. David shiniach ben kemoso nemer bo shchiva. Yoav shalo hiniach ben kemoso nemer bo misa. David leaves behind him a son who's like him. It's as if David is still alive. It doesn't say Misa by David. It says Shechiva. He'll receive reward for the Kiyum HaMitzvos of his son because he raised his son and he educated his son. And that's more or less the Yesod of the Chasam Sofer. In Parashas Baloschon, the Pasuk in Zechariah v'nasati l'chama halchim b'na omdim ha'ela says the Chasam Sofer, V'nasati l'chom ha'alchim b'ena omdim ha'eli ki ha'tzadik achrei moso eino mahalach ki hu chofshi mem mitzvos omnom kishehemid talmidim harbe im kein kol ha'mitzvos esher yaseheim havale ki ilu hu asom v'arehu ole v'holech mimadreg l'madreg gam achrei moso V'zeu v'nasati l'chom ha'alchim afilu k'shetia b'na omdim ha'ele shuli achar misa. So it's mahalchim b'na omdim. The omdim represent the dead, and they're frozen, they don't have mitzvahs, but they can become mahalchim through the vicarious fulfillment of the legacy in the students that continue in their path after their death. And if you take a look in Kriyat Shema Limaditem Osom Es Bnechem L'Daber Bom B'Shivtchom V'Yisechom V'Lechom V'Derech U'Shom B'Chom Kumecha, and then after we fulfill that mitzvah Limaditem Es Bnechem, then L'Man Yirbu Yimechem Kimei Hashamayim Ala Oretz, it means even those days that you're in the Shamayim after you pass on, it's considered your Allah Oretz. You'll receive the schar for the mitzvahs when the children are following in your footsteps. And therefore, when it says that Ben Sor Mor Lo Hoy V'lo Yir V'lo Asid Lios V'lo Menichtav Ki Drosh V'kabel Schar, the Torah wants to hint us that the ultimate mitzvah that the Kadosh Baruch Hu is commanding us, the Tachlis is of the Din Sor Mor, is Drosh. Drosh means that every Jew should darshan and should take away from this parasha the message that a person is here and he's here to educate his children, both he and she, father and mother, together, b'kol echad, with one unified voice, and then kabel schar, they, the parents, will receive reward not only in this world, but in the next world, even after they die, because the children will continue in their legacy. And let's mention here the Kli Yakar, who says that when the Chazal told us that this parasha ben Soramora was only written because of Drosh v'Kabel Schar, here's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to teach us not to rely on the fact that we are considered banim, that the Bnei Yisrael are considered banim la'makom. Don't just fall back on that and assume that God, as our Father in Heaven, will certainly be mevater, you know, forgive us, even if we, heaven forbid, don't behave properly. But rather we should know that if we don't improve our ways with tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chas v'Shalom, will judge us like a ben soru morer. He says, "Mipshuta shala parsha yesh musa niflo l'chol Yisrael shenikru bonim l'kel chai v'yesh lochu sheyismuchu al zevi omru me'achar shenachnu bonim im kein vaday im yu bonim sorim lo yabit avon v'yakov v'yirachim aleim kirachim aval bonim v'yivater lehem k'derech sha'av mevater l'bno." V'yomru HaKadosh Baruch Hu Vatran. And Moshe says, Bonav Mumam, meaning when HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls us Bonav, it's Mumam. That's the danger here, that when we fall back and rely on the fact that we are Bonim, Hashem will certainly look the other way and be forgiving. and some chalzef, if we rely on that, and then the averis become chavilus, chavilus, piles and piles of averis, and we rely on our Father in heaven that he won't exercise din and judgment and punishment. Therefore, the Torah gave us the true din emes, that even a father has to bring upon his son, and if necessary, schlep him into the bezdin, even though he's handing him over for death. So we should hear this parasha, and we should be filled with fear. Let's not fall back on our laurels and rely on the fact that we're called banim, we're called children and sons, because there is a bezdin, there's a bezdin down here, and the father has to give his child over to the bezdin. There's also a bezdin up in Shamayim, and there will be judgment. We will be taken to task. And this is the frightening message of the parasha Ben Sor Morer. And the reason it's here in the month of Elul, the month of Tshuva, is that we have to take this month very seriously. Take our lives, both in this and the next world, into our hands. Not rely on the fact that we're called Banim LaMakom. And as if to say we don't have to do Tshuva, Hashem will have compassion like a father on his son, and will certainly be Yotzei B'din Zakai and Rosh Hashanah. We have no fears, but rather we have to strengthen ourselves and arouse ourselves, inspire ourselves to do tshuva in order to fix up and rectify whatever pagam, whatever blemishes we did during the entire course of the year. And this is what it means here in the parasha of Ben Sor Mor V'chol Yisrael Yishmu V'yiro. Kol Yisrael Yishmu V'yiro. We should all be listening. The Torah in the codes in Aruch Chaim Tov Kuf Pei Aleph is Kinu Chachomim Zal Shiyutokim Rosh Hashanah Elul Rosh Chodesh Elul B'chol Shana V'Shana V'chol HaChodesh Kidei Lahazir Yisrael Sheyasu Tshuva. The shofar blowing from the first day of Elul and on is to awaken us to do tshuva. Shenemar Yiska and Yitaka Shofar Be'ir V'amlo Yichradu Kidei La'arbe V'Satan. This is also the remnants of Ben Sor Morer, to awaken us up to do tshuva, call Yisrael Yishmu V'yiro. They should listen to the shofar of Rosh Hashanah, that should be arousing them with fear in their hearts, awe, the yiru. They should be full of fear, and that should project them to do tshuva, so that Chas V'Shalom HaKadosh Baruch Hu should not judge them like he judges a Ben Sor Morer who comes to the Beis Din. And that's why Rabbeinu Bechai says that Amru Chazal ki din zeh shel sorer moro lo ira mi olam v'lo menichtav kidei ledrosh v'kabel schar v'im kein yesh lishol mipnei ma hutzucha et toro lo dia v'lichtov ma shelo hoya v'l ma shelo yeh u'ma she'en in yonu noeg v'derecha olam avol zehi mi chochmas ha-Torah. What is the message, the wisdom of the Torah? L'lami to teach us Godel chiyuv avas Hashem yisparach, shrei ein lecha ava chazaka ba'olam ki avas ha'av v'ha'em leben. Despite the greatest love that we know of, the love of parents for a child, but kevan shaben, nevertheless, he violated the mitzvah Hashem, is they have to overcome that ava. And the avas Hashem takes precedence over and trumps the Avas HaBen to the point to which they have to bring the Ben into Bezdin for Skila, to be put to death. And he says, Kfar bo ha'inyan hazeh b'chiv godel Avas Hashem mefurish b'tor b'inyan Akeda. And the message of Ben Sor Morer is also inherent in the parasha of the Akeda, that despite the Ava of Avram, and we can't even measure that love that Avram has for his son Yitzchak, nevertheless, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to him and says, bring him as an Ola, Kiben Sheba Elov Achra Zikna Vayesh V'Afal Pichenk Shetzivo La'akrivo Ola Torach B'Dover Miyad Higbir Avas Hashem Al Avosu Shal Yitzchak Mal Shlemus Amalazos Koro Abkosiv Avram Oavi V'oz Nisparsim Chalolim Godel Chiyuv Aval Hashem Yisala Shehiru Uya Lavar Kol Mini Avu Mizeh Omru Drosh V'Kabel Schar. So the drosh v'chabal schar is to understand that there's an ava that's even greater than the ava of parents for a child. And that's the ava for Hashem. And that's the paradigm of Avraham Avinu, the Akedah, teaching this for all time. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want the parents to bring their child, because the child at this point is still guiltless. But rather, the Torah says, I'm going to make such difficult regulations and conditions that will never be fulfilled in reality. I don't want this to happen. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands that this parasha has to be written for the purpose of drosh v'kabal schar, that the parents should learn from this, that their obligation is to raise their children and educate their children in the Derech HaTorah, that's paramount. And raising the child is both for mitzvahs esei, that's called asei tov, and mitzvahs los esei sur meira. They shouldn't have compassion on their sons and say, you know what, they're too young, they're too sensitive, too precious, and we should give them, you know, a little leeway here, let them enjoy life. Oh, no. The Torah is warning us in Ben Sora Morer that let your Avas Hashem control and dominate your Avas HaChild, Avas HaBonim, to such an extent that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands bringing the son to Bezdin for death, they are obligated to do so. Just like Avraham Avinu is obligated to bring his son Yitzhak on the Mizbeach. And this is meant to transmit to us a deep moral lesson, very profound, that the Avas Hashem has to be paramount, has to be supreme, and it has to dominate and control our chinuch, our education for our children, to make sure that the child does not violate the Torah, even kotzo shalyut, at any point at all. And when the Torah says, Ben Soru Morer, Nidin Hashem Sofo, Yom Zakev al Yom Chayov, the Chazal want to tell us that even if on certain occasions it seems to the parents that if they hold back, if they're Nimna, they deny their children pleasures, and the parents think, oh, this is terrible. You know, I feel so badly about this. I'm feeling anguish, because how could I deny my children the pleasures? It's almost as if I'm killing their youth. But in truth, that's only the Yetzer Hara. On the contrary, if they educate the children when they're young to go in the right path, it'll be so much easier for them to continue that path for the rest of the balance of their life. As Shlomo Melch says in Mishlei Chanoch Lenar Al Pi Darko, is gam ki yazkin lo yosur mimenu tov lagever ki isa ol bin urav. Let's train our children when they're young. This is the lekach, the teaching, the ethics that Chazal taught us to derive from the parasha Ben Sora Morer. That we shouldn't get to a stage, chas v'sholom, of Yomus Zakai, the Al Yomus Chayev. And what it means is that we have to discipline our children, as we said before. And as a result, Al Yomus Chayev. If we give them all the freedom and all the pleasures that they want, excessive eating and drinking, it's going to project them down the line towards this life of Zol V'Sovich, Chas V'Sholom. And this message is crystal clear and has to be emphasized. When God commands Moshe Rabbeinu to write the Psukim of Ben Sora Morer, God knows what the toelis, what the purpose is of this parsha Ben Sora Morer. And Moshe Rabbeinu understood at that moment that even if there's no reality, there's no fulfillment of Ben Sora Morer, because what parent would take that child to be killed, take him to Bezdin to be killed? And therefore the whole parsha of Ben Sora Morer must be understood at a level of remez. It's an illusion that Klal Yisrael, who are called Bonim LaMakom, we are the children. And we have to, in the future, dedicate ourselves to the observance of mitzvahs. If we violate the mitzvahs of Torah, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will judge us like He judges a Ben Sora Morer. And therefore, Chazal say that at that moment, Biosa Shah, Ramaz HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Liofiel Sara Torah. There's a remise here to the Sara Torah that he should reveal to Moshe Rabbeinu what's hidden in this parasha. When it says, Ki yeh le'ish, Zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shekosav Hashem Ish Melchama Ben, Zeh Yisrael Shenikrim Bonim Lamakom, Sorer Umore Shesoru Umoru B'Darkei Hashem, Einenu Shomea B'Kol Aviv, Aviv Zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kol Imo Yashchina Kedosha, Ha'em Shel Klal Yisrael, V'Yisru Oso, Sheyomru li Yisrael divrei tochacha al yidei hanaviim. Velo shama leim, if they don't listen to the Nevi'im, they continue in their evil path. V'tafsu bo aviv v'ima HaKadosh Baruch v'ashchina v'otziu oso el ziknei iro v'shar makomo. It means it's going to end up in a judgment in front of the heavenly courts. V'omru el ziknei iro b'neinu zeh Sorer umore nenu shomea b'koleinu zolel v'sove. This is meant to teach eschus al klal Yisrael. What caused them to be a ben sorer umore? It's because of the golus bein umos, because of a hedonistic desire running after pleasures. They were schlepped along. They were nimshach because of these taivas of achila, and as a result, there was kilkul. And as the pasuk says, "Vayochal ha'om vayishtachvu leloheyen, or vayisarvu bagoyim vayilmudu maseyem." So the Torah therefore says, "Rugamu kol anshe iro ba'avonim v'meis." It means that b'makom sheyishbach HaKadosh Baruch Hu es chamos al Yisrael. Shofa HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaMos al Yerushalayim V'al Beis HaMikdash. Instead of God bringing out His anger against the Jewish people, who are influenced by all sorts of powerful influences in Golus and the exile, God instead, Shofa HaMos al, He lets out His anger, so to speak, on Yerushalayim and on the Beis HaMikdash. And Kol Anshe Iram Shal Yisrael. In other words, all the members of the city, the Goyim, where the Jews find themselves during the exile, Yigmu es Yerushalayim v'avonim. They will destroy the walls of Yerushalayim, the citadels of Yerushalayim. They'll finally destroy the Beis HaMikdash. And then it will be considered as if Mesu Yisrael, V'yarta rami kerbecha, V'al v'chol Yisrael yishmu v'yiro. Kevon sheshama Moshe Rabbeinu drash zeh mi'ofil shara Torah hiskim lichtov es advarim. By Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu appreciated the message, the secret coded message that's inherent in the parasha of Ben Sora Morer, and then he happily wrote it and coded it, included it in the Sefer Torah. And we should go ahead and learn from the parasha of Ben Sora the messages that we have to learn for us as parents and for us as members of Klal Yisrael. If we do so, then Amir Tzashem will avoid that kind of divine anger, and Hashem will find favor in the eyes of Hashem. That's what Chodesh Elul is for, and we should be Zocha B'din on the Yom HaDin, Abo Karev, on Rosh Hashanah, L'tov Amen Tzel.